There is no gray.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Just black and white.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
This is the truth.
There's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people.
This is Danny Land.
All right, my friends, I am back. Yeah, I know. We'll talk about Monday here in a second. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Danny Chekalinski. I'm your host. Mission statement of Danny Land. 90% of the world is stupid, and I think that, you know, I think it's higher than that. We got to raise it, friends. I think it's 95% based on what I've seen. You are part of the 5%. I'm in the dungeon. That's my basement here in Willoughby, Ohio. We are 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. I know I missed Monday's podcast, okay? Couldn't take it anymore. Overwhelmed, disgusted by what I was seen on the TV in various cities. The riots, the looting, the violence, damage, destruction, the lack of respect in so many cities in this great country. I posted a story, by the way, on Facebook, it's Radio Danny. On Facebook, it's Radio Danny. Get to find out a lot about me there. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, okay? My family history. I'm 100% Polish. Both sides of the family. Great-grandfather on mom's side came to this country when he was 17. He had to sell a cow to get here, right? Landed in New York. Didn't speak a lick of English. He didn't know English at all. But he knew this was a great country with opportunity. He did it the right way. He played the game. Became an American citizen and eventually moved here to Cleveland. Tradition, very big with my family. But this is America, and we were to speak English outside of the home. My family, very poor. Mom lived through the Depression some days. She'd tell me the stories, go to bed hungry. Maybe have rice and broth to eat. There's a reason why I'm telling you this, okay? When I was 16, my mom was out of work for 10 months and was worried about losing the house. Our cars in 1981, yeah. 1971 Ford Maverick, rusty, and a 1971 Pontiac Ventura, rusty, barely running. There wasn't a secret to success. There was only hard work and dedication. We struggled. Never played the victim card. My high school, Strongsville, Ohio. I graduated in 1982. I had four black classmates. Now, I don't use the term African-American. I don't do it because I'm a racist. I do it because of what I know. I don't really know anybody that's been to Africa. So I don't see color. I see good and bad. Color means nothing to me. I see character. That's why these riots disturbed me so much. It hit at my freaking heart. And I'm trying not to swear. It's not easy. But I don't understand what's going on. It's so foreign to me. My father, I think I told you this, he was a policeman in Parma, Ohio. Like everything in life, there is good and bad. I'm a libertarian. I choose not to associate with law enforcement. I legally carry my own firearm, and I pretty much keep to myself. I wasn't always this way, all right? But I learned that nothing good ever comes from associating myself with a situation that involves law enforcement. I turn and I walk away. So why do I share this with you? Why the big monologue to begin the podcast? Well, it's simple. I want you to know how I was raised and the values that were instilled in me. There isn't a racist bone in my body. There are things I don't like. I don't like people who are mean, people that are lazy, people that lie, people that use you. You noticed I didn't use color or gender. Because I don't judge people on that. I judge them on their actions and their character. All right. Now, with that background information on where I came from and how I was raised, I hope that will understand you, or I should, I hope you will understand me a little bit better and why these riots had me both embarrassed and angry. The first thing that pissed me off beyond normal was the burning down and complete destruction of the police department in Minneapolis.
A police station in a major American city was occupied and looted and burned. Most of us assumed we would never live to see something like that happen here, but it did happen. So the question is, has anyone been arrested for doing that? Will anyone ever be arrested? No one in authority seems especially interested in apprehending the people who did it. All of it happened on camera, but the perpetrators just walked away. And it's possible, maybe likely, that most of them will never be punished for it. That's striking. It's a very different experience from the ones most Americans have living here.
He's absolutely 100% right, my friends. 3 weeks ago, I was Tucker Carlson, by the way. 3 weeks ago, people were getting arrested for getting a haircut and going to the gym. Those people they've got court dates. They're going to end up paying some fines. People committed arson. Grand theft. They'll never see a judge. They destroyed the freaking evidence room, so a lot of bad people are never going to get convicted. That's more than not being fair. It's more than just a bad day. It's a complete disregard for the law. I'll tell you what, you know, and the thing, the media fuels this. They really do. And it doesn't help that you got media outlets like CNN that really don't understand what's happening here. People are breaking the law, and everybody seems to think it's okay.
Now, too many see the protests as the problem. No, the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets. Persistent and poisonous inequities and injustice. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Wait, are you out of your goddamn mind? There's the first one, sorry. That's Chris Cuomo, by the way. Fool. Now, you talk about fanning the flames of violence. He may as well grab his buddy Anderson Pooper and hit the streets handing out Molotov cocktails. It's so irresponsible. What was it? Who said protesters have to be polite and peaceful? He actually said that. Who says you have to obey the law is basically what he's saying. Now, let's stay with CNN, okay? Here's one of their reporters trying to do his job, and an explosive device was thrown at his face. I feel bad for him. Here we go. Listen to this.
Chris, a firecracker.
Yep.
Something's on fire. Shit.
Yep.
Nick, you all right?
You okay?
Shit.
You okay? You okay, guys?
Shit.
You all right? Is everyone okay? You all right, William? Okay, yeah, we're okay. Man. Our crew's okay. They just threw a firecracker in on us.
That's more than a firecracker.
What was that?
Yeah, that was more than a firecracker. Well, like one of those.
Was that like a
pretty powerful firecracker?
It might have been a flashbang, Nick.
Let's go back and use the words of your colleague, Chris Cuomo. Who said protesters have to be polite and peaceful? Shit. You know, I'll tell you what, I bet if somebody threw an exploding device in your face, you might be a little bit pissed off too. Throwing an exploding device in my face, I don't find that to be a Mondo Jovial type time drop. Sorry. I'm going to stay with CNN. I can't believe how freaking irresponsible they are. Things are on fire, rocks are being thrown, cops are being punched, stores and property are being destroyed. And how did, this is how CNN reported it right here.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly, but fires have been started. And
stop it. It's not unruly, but fires have been started. Oh, my God. So, all right, so I understand you correctly, CNN guy. When there is arson and explosions and fire and broken glass, I guess it's a party, huh? These people are not protesting. They're committing crimes. I'm sure you heard me say this time and time again, and I'll say it again until somebody freaking figures it out. How is grabbing a case of Hennessy, some Nike high tops, and a Gucci bag? How does that honor the life of a man that appears to be murdered by a bad cop? And I say appears because there's due process. That's the way the freaking system is set up, right? I think to myself, all right, you put all the... Well, there's another sidebar thought, okay? You heard it here first on Dannyland. They escalate the charges on the original cop, arrest three more. This could be a reasonable doubt. I mean, that's a big gray area. What happens if these guys aren't convicted? Oh, my God. Yeah, think about that, okay? Let me tell you something. Years ago, I was smoking a joint outside of a bar, right? Six cops pulled their tasers on me, and they said, hit the ground or we will electrify you. Seems like a lot of force to me, because all I wanted then was a pizza. Let's be honest. All I wanted then was a piece of pizza and a bag of chips and probably a couch to sleep on, all right? But here's the thing. I brought it on. I was breaking the law. You have to have rules. What do we have, friends, without rules? We have chaos. And that's exactly what we got. Name is Danny Check, and let's get a great call coming up on the comment line before the end of the podcast. Radio Danny on Facebook. That's how you're my friend. Let me talk about the phrase Black Lives Matter, okay? By the way, this podcast was endorsed by Black Lives Matter. Yeah, it was. On Twitter. I don't like the phrase Black Lives Matter. Because I think all lives matter. And I was called a racist for saying that on Facebook. Now, let me explain. And that's why I gave you the background of how I was raised, right? All, to me, is a word that means inclusive. When you attach a color to something, I feel the cause of separation when we wish for unity, okay? Grant Napier is, or I should say was, a play-by-play announcer for the Sacramento Kings. And he tweeted exactly what I said. All lives matter. Now he's out of work. Christopher Russo is a sports guy in New York. He had this to say about Grant Napier.
To say that Grant Napier is a racist is absurd. In my knowledge of Grant, I'm just talking about me personally, nobody else, Christopher Russo. I've known Grant since 1965, 66. That's 54 years. Grant Napier, trust me when I say this is me, is anything but a racist.
Yeah, and he's also out of work and probably blackballed by the industry. And I mean the radio, TV, media, entertainment. Guy's like 60 years old. He's not going to find another job. Come on. What did he do? He didn't burn a building. He didn't steal liquor. He didn't punch a cop. Didn't break a window. Well, he didn't throw a brick. He was honest. He was punished for honesty. Let's go back to the beginning of the podcast, the monologue, when I talked about the way I was raised, all right? Only child. Parents divorced when I was 13. I was a pain in the neck. It's hard to handle. Still am, by the way. And my parents always taught me to be honest. I tried it the other way, sure. It's just too hard to do. Couldn't keep track of all the lies. At least when you're honest, you never have to think. There's an author by the name of David J. Harris, Jr. He's also a podcaster. He also happens to be a black man. What does he have to say about Black Lives Matter? Listen to this.
Friends, I have just about had an absolute enough of all this nonsense that so many people are buying into. Are you kidding me? This so-called Blackout Tuesday. I've seen so many of my friends posting all black posts and then talking about how Black Lives Matter and hashtagging it. You're being duped, just like all of us are being duped, that any of these riots have anything whatsoever to do with the death of George Floyd. They've got nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. They've got everything to do with anarchists, individuals that are hijacking the death, absolutely disgracing the death and the memory of George Floyd.
Surprise, surprise. I think this guy is spot on. Now, it's the most important part of the podcast right here. This is the lesson everybody's going to learn. This guy's spot on. Now, if I say the same thing, I'm going to be called a racist. And the only difference, here it is, the only difference between what I believe and what Mr. Harris believes is the color of our skin. And that, my friends, is racism. It's right there in front of you. Judge me on what I say, what I believe, how I act. Do not judge me based on my skin color. I'm in my basement, 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. I sit in front of four TVs and a freaking computer all day, and I can figure it out. I got friends in New York City. Check it on them. And we're talking on the phone during the week, and I could hear shit breaking in the background. Yeah. I'm like, well, what's going on? He goes, well, that's the protesters. They were scared, and rightfully so. And I've said it before, you can't rely on the police to protect you. Get a firearm. Get trained. Be responsible. Be cautious. And only pull that thing out when you plan to shoot it. It's your Second Amendment right. And the liberals are trying to take it from you. If anything right now, I would stock up on guns and ammo. Did you not learn from what you saw on TV? Let's go to Polk County, Florida. This is Sheriff Grady Judd. Grady Judd.
I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County. Because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that's pretty much the way I live my life, too. I know you're not surprised. Let me tell the story again. It's worth talking. First thing I did when I bought my condo in September of 2018, I grabbed the regular screwdriver and I went out to the doorbell and I disconnected the damn thing. So here's the thing. If somebody's coming over to my house, I know that they're coming and I'll watch for them. I don't want somebody surprised at me on a Saturday morning with a covered dish. No. Make plans. So one Saturday morning, I was peeking through the blinds of my kitchen and I was watching the Jehovah Witnesses. I said they're battling with the doorbell. I give them credit for all their perseverance. It's like 7 minutes pushing that freaking doorbell. Senator Ted Cruz, Texas. I didn't really care for this guy. You know, back in 2016 when he was running against Trump and shit. Something about him now. I don't know if it's that high school beard of his that he's got going. Kind of like the guy. And he said this on Tuesday. About the looters.
Every American has a right to speak and peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail. And we also need systematic law enforcement targeting Antifa and other terrorist groups that are organizing, that are providing assistance. This is a terrorist assault on our country, and rioting cannot be tolerated. It needs to end, and it needs to end now.
Hey, right. By the way, it's too well organized. This is way too well organized. Reeks of Antifa. No surprise there. You'll see this coming out in the next couple of months here. Now, if you listen to the podcast, and by the way, this is Danny Land. I'm Danny Chekalinski, Radio Danny on Facebook. Just join me. That's your friend. That's to make your comments, too. If you listen to this podcast, and you know I warned you this could happen well over a month ago. I felt the tension in this country with the lockdown for the Chinese virus. I did the math. It wasn't that difficult. It took about 3 minutes. There's 800,000 law officers in this country. 800,000. There's 380 million people in this country. Simple math. Enough people, by this point I call them animals and savages, get pissed off, you're in trouble. Welcome to Reality City. I'm the freaking mayor. Kind of waited to say that. Got a 24-hour comment line set up. Anything you want to say, anything at all, 561-318-3702. That's 561-318-3702. If you missed the phone number, it's on the logo of the podcast. This guy's becoming a regular. Kind of like him, Billy Bob again.
Hey, Danny, I'm Billy Bob. Hey, man, I got to thinking here. I was down at the VFW, you know, the volunteer fire workers. And, oddly enough, there's a lot of veterans go there, too. A lot of good guys. Anyhow, So I'm down there at the VFW and having the beer, and I got thinking it took me probably about 15 minutes to get down there from my holler. And normally with this quarantine situation, it only takes me 5. So there's a lot of traffic, I guess, is what my point is, Danny. People need to get back in fucking quarantine. Fucking traffic's getting to be out of hand. Fucking bullshit, motherfuckers. Get your asses back in. Wear your mask and go sit in your fucking living room. Fuck. Anyhow, Danny, those are my feelings right now on how I feel about things right here. I feel like I can talk to you about shit, Danny. As I feel like you're kind of... Well, it sounds like your testicles are in your throat. You got a really deep throat there. Just saying, not that I think about your testicles or nothing, but that would be my cousin Jerry. He'd be right up your alley, probably. But, I'm just kidding, motherfucker. Hey, you keep the hammer down.
All right. That's it. We're done. Thanks for tuning in. I really mean that. I need a favor, okay? I need to tell one person about the... Tell somebody about this podcast. We're trying to grow the numbers here. And they are growing, and I appreciate it, okay? And how do you help? You just forward the link of the podcast. Facebook page, Twitter, tweet it, LinkedIn. One person. That's all it takes. One person. It means a lot. Have yourself a good weekend, all right? Make it safe.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but... In those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.